Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 256. How much is a stay-at-home spouse worth? By Kaylin Bruce of MoneyMiniBlog.com. And I am your host, Dan. You can find me here each and every weekday reading to you from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet. And we often do Minimalist Mondays here on the show, but we're not going to do that today. Instead, we're going to be hearing a post from Kaylin Bruce about a topic that we really haven't gone into yet, which is being a stay-at-home spouse. How much does it save you? What kind of hourly wage would it be? So we're going to hear all about that. But before we do, we're now only 9 days away from our next book giveaway. So if you're not yet on our mailing list over at oldpodcast.com, make sure you sign up soon because we're giving away lots of books. And I'll tell you more about that at the end of the show. But for now, let's jump right into our post and start optimizing your life. How much is a stay-at-home spouse worth? By Kaylin Bruce of MoneyMiniBlog.com. Stay-at-home spouses get a bad rap. One of the funniest things I hear is, do you work or are you a stay-at-home wife or husband? Seriously, do you work? Because stay-at-home spouses don't work. They have it so easy. They get to watch any number of kids all day and end up with the wonderful responsibility of making sure every square inch of the house is tidy all day, every day. Because that's reasonable, right? My wife is a stay-at-home mom, and I can tell you right now, she works harder than I do most days, and I have a quote-unquote real job. So let's see just how valuable stay-at-home spouses are. An important note. First off, I say stay-at-home spouse because there are thousands of awesome moms and dads who stay at home with their children. If it works for you, do it. Don't let all of the judgment about being a stay-at-home dad affect you in any way, and there is a lot of judgment out there. Another important note, there are plenty of stay-at-home spouses who don't have children. That doesn't mean their job is easy. It's usually expected that they will keep the house in order while the other is earning a salary. But the value of each person is equal at minimum. Either way, male or female, children or no children, it's not an easy job, and it is a job. The value of a stay-at-home spouse. What would it cost you to replace the work of a stay-at-home spouse? Well, let's look at some figures. Let's go ahead and assume that they will take care of the home. Of course, the other spouse should be helping out, but for the sake of numbers, we'll assume you would have to replace every aspect of keeping house. A 2013 Business Insider article shows that, quote, based on the 10 most time-consuming tasks listed by more than 6,000 mothers, Salary.com estimated it would take $113,586 a year to replace them. That's a paltry $624.5% raise since the same study in 2012, unquote. Dave Ramsey recommends a $400,000 life insurance policy for stay-at-home spouses, so you can start to see the monetary value. They save over $100,000 a year by staying home. But how's their paycheck looking? If you consider the fact that they have a 24/7 job, it's not looking too great. Maybe that's why they often don't get the credit they deserve. Based on the above savings, a stay-at-home spouse would earn about $13 an hour. That's a lot of work for $13 an hour. I can hear it now. That's not accurate. They don't work 24 hours a day. They have to sleep sometime, you know. Well, that's true, but that's like saying a firefighter doesn't work a 24, 48, or 72-hour shift. They're on call. So it is with stay-at-home spouses. They're always ready and always on call to handle whatever comes up, be it a sick child or a crying baby, and it's often expected that they are the only one who is going to take care of such things. The savings of stay-at-home spouses. Do you realize how much money you save or could save by having a stay-at-home spouse? When you factor in the cost of daycare, commuting, and other work expenses, it often makes the most sense for someone to stay home when you have children. Of course, there are times when both spouses want to work. If it's not about the money and more about contributing to a cause or just getting out of the house, go for it. Just remember, it may be better to work part-time for financial and parental reasons. Let's take a look at a couple of people. Each one have two children. Each have working spouses. We'll call them George and Maria. George works full-time and earns the median U.S. income of about $40,000 a year and has a one-hour each way commute to work. Maria stays home with her children and does not bring in an income. Here's a breakdown of the primary expenses George incurs by working full-time. Annual cost of childcare for two children, $31,200. Annual cost of commuting, fuel, vehicle maintenance, etc., $10,000. Annual cost of eating out for lunch, $3,000. Total annual cost of working full-time, $44,200. And here's a breakdown of the primary expenses Maria incurs by staying home. Annual cost of watching your own children, $0. Annual cost of local driving occasionally, $3,000. Annual cost of preparing lunch at home, $730. Total annual cost of staying at home, $3,730. Both of these are common situations. I kept the example simple to make the point. I could have included many other expenses, but this shows the main idea and hopefully gets you thinking if you and your spouse both work. I hope you see the main idea and don't miss the forest for the trees. I know there are exceptions. You may make more than that. You may not have an hour commute. You may pack your lunch. Your kids may be in free public school. But these are examples of very common situations, and I'm not even including the possibility of eating breakfast out, stopping by Starbucks, or paying road tolls, and things along those lines. Little expenses do add up. Hopefully, this will help those who have never sat down to calculate the numbers. Often you'll find that your actual hourly wage is well under minimum wage after expenses. So what's the point of all this? I'm not campaigning to get stay-at-home spouses paid. I'm trying to get them recognized, appreciated, and respected. You may completely respect your wife or husband for staying home with the children. Hopefully you accept equal or close to it responsibility to help around the house and prepare the food. I think the stereotype that stay-at-home spouses don't work needs to be reevaluated. You just listened to the post titled, How Much is a Stay-at-Home Spouse Worth? By Kaylin Bruce of MoneyMiniBlog.com.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial.
And you can comment on this episode, like all of our episodes, over at oldpodcast.com. And while you're there, if you want to be entered into book raffles every month on the first of the month and also get some helpful spreadsheet tools directly from us, come by oldpodcast.com and join our weekly newsletter. You can also text the word financial to the number 44222. Either way will work just fine. And we just got 60, yes, 60 books from the Minimalists. They were kind enough to donate them to our podcast network, so we'll be having a lot of bonus giveaways in the near future. Again, just make sure that you're on our mailing list at oldpodcast.com to hear about those. And I'm going to leave it there for today. Tomorrow, we will hear the start of a two-part episode from J.D. Roth of Money Boss. So stay tuned for that post tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this podcast, but also Optimal Living Daily, the show where I read to you from even more blogs covering finance, productivity, minimalism, personal development, and more from incredible bloggers like Derek Sivers, Zen Habits, Mark and Angel, The Minimalists, and all the ones you hear on this show too. So if you enjoyed today's episode and like taking amazing blogs on the go, come on over to Optimal Living Daily and subscribe to that one too. And together, we'll start optimizing your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Finance Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.